Zok the Mishnah Vayter, Masechtas Megillah, Perik Dalid, Mishnah Vav. Katan. If we have a minor, a katan, who's not permitzvah yet, but he knows how to read from the Torah, and he understands when you make a bracha, who you're making a bracha for. So Kaida B'Tayr, he can read from the Torah, and he can be counted in to the amount of people that you need to call up to the Torah. Say on Shabbos you need 7 people, he can be one of the 7. Umet Targum, and for sure he can have the job of translating into Targum the words that another Balkaira reads, even though the katan is not mechuyev b'davar. And we have already mentioned, normally the rule is a person who's not mechuyev in a mitzvah cannot be mitzi others. But by Kriyas HaTorah, the Rishayim explained, the main thing is that the tzibur hears the words of the psukim. So really it makes no difference whether he's a gadol or a katan, even though he has to make a bracha. But a katan also is shaykh to Talmud Torah, or mechuyev to teach ketanim Torah. So he's involved enough to be able to read. The Bat Tanura says that the yesh min ha-ga'inim sha'amru, some of the ga'inim said, if you're calling up a katan, it's dafka from Shlishi Yana. The Ran holds, you can call up a katan, but most of the people that are being called up have to be gedolim. Now, this is only Iker Hadin. L'maisa, in terms of our minig is not to call up a katan to any aliyah besides for maftir. Vayter zok the Mishnah, avol einoy paydes al shema. He can't be the one to say baruchu, kaddish and baruchu, and the first baruch of Yetzer Maris for those that missed it. Ve'eino oivel lefnei hateva, and he can't be the one to go to the amit to be might see others. Ve'eino naseyas kapav, if he's a kayin, this cotton, he doesn't lift his hands to duchen, to bench klal Yisrael, because it wouldn't be the covet of the tzibur that they need the brach of a cotton. Vayter zok the Mishnah, paycheach. Paycheach is a person whose clothes are ripped and his shoulders and arms are bare. Some say his knees are also open. Paydus HaShema, well, he can say the Kaddish Baruch Hu in the first bracha, because he's mechuyev b'davar, and he really does it from the seat. It's not like he goes over to the amit, so it's not such a kavod. Umetargim, and he can also be the one to translate the words of the Baal Kaida. It's also not considered such a big kavod. After all, even a katan can do it. But here are the things that this paycheach should not do. Again, what is a paycheach? A person whose clothes are ripped. You can see his arms. He's barefoot, the Bat Tanura says. Aval ain't a kaita v'tayva. Should not read in the Torah. V'ain't a oil of ne'atev. He doesn't go over to the amid v'ain't an Isaiah's kappa. And if he's a kayan, he doesn't go up to lift his hands to bench the people. Because all this would be considered a ganai, a disgrace for the tzibur. Vaitra says the Mishnah. Suma, person who cannot see. Pirus HaShema. What's the chiddush? As explained, this person is going to help out those that came after Kriyashma. They missed Kaddish and Baruch Hu. He's going to say Kaddish Baruch Hu and the first bracha of Birchas Kriyashma, which is Yaitzer HaMa'iris. How could he make a bracha, Yaitzer HaMa'iris, Hashem created the great lights, when he can't see them? And the answer is, it's not a problem. He may not be able to see them, but he does have Hana from the light that HaKaddish Baruch Hu created. Because through the light, other people can help him and save him, that he shouldn't fall into pits or scrape himself in thorns or hurt himself when he comes to stones or rocks. Furthermore, Matarge, what's the chiddush that he can be the one to translate the words of the Baal Kaida? And the answer is, there's a rule, Dvarim Shebeksav Asa L'Amram Baal Peh. You're not supposed to say Chumash or any pasuk from Tanakh outside, with the exception of things that are part of davening. But the targum is mutter. Vayter zok the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda says, Kol shalei ra mi oires mi yamav. A person who, Rachmana Litzlan, was born without sight, being that he never, ever had any hana from the ma'oires, he never saw the sun, he cannot make a bracha. And therefore he cannot be paydes l'shema. Kol shalei ra ma'oires mi yamav, einoi paydes l'shema. A person who never, ever saw the ma'oires cannot be paydes l'shema. However, a person who once was able to see, and then Rachmana Litzlan, he lost his sight, even according to Rabbi Yehuda, he can. But the halacha is not like Rabbi Yehuda. The halacha is that regardless, he can make the bracha of Yetzer HaMa'ores. So quickly, chazing over, we learned in our Mishnah, a katan can read from the Torah. He can be the metargame. He cannot be Pirus HaShema. He cannot go daven for the Amid. If he's not Mechuyev B'davar, he can't be Maitzi others that are Chayev. If he's a katan kayan, he cannot go up to duchen. That wouldn't be the covet of the tzibur. They should be waiting on the brach of a child. Right, we learned a pocheach. Do you remember what a pocheach is? A person whose clothes are ripped, his arms are revealed, or he's barefoot. He can be pyrus shema. Then he does from his place. It's not considered such a covet. He could also be the metargen. But he cannot be kaida b'tayra. Cannot daven for the amid. If he's a kayan, cannot go up to duchen. And finally, we learned in the Mishnah that a suma, one who cannot see Rachman al Itzlan, can still be Pairas HaShemayim, though that means he's going to be saying the Bracha of Yaitzah HaMa'irais. Ah, he never saw the lights, but he has enough from them because others who do see help him and protect him. Furthermore, he can be the Matar game. Rabbi Huda holds, if he was born sightless, he cannot, but the halachas like the Tanakama, regardless, he still can make the Bracha of Yaitzah HaMa'irais.